Hello, peace, salam alaikum everybody, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are so excited to share an excerpt from our branding masterclass with Maylene Sia from Studio Noor Anissa. It was a wonderful collaboration. In this excerpt, she shares the three main things to know when it comes to branding ourselves as authors. It was amazing. Allahumma barik. We did do a visualization. We did a special exercise for those of you who made it live. For those of you who did not, that is absolutely okay. This information is extremely valuable. It's so necessary and we hope you enjoy it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody.
Yeah, boys. Has power.
Amazing. All right, Willen. Okay, assalamu alaikum everyone who's here. So today I'm going to tell you about how you can craft a captivating brand that tells your story for you without you even have to say a word. And what I'm excited to share with you today is how you can show up confidently and have a brand that people recognize, remember, and can't stop raving about to others. So stay with me for the next hour. And I'll reveal the inside scoop on this topic. And even though it's going to be entertaining, inshallah, the real reason you should stick around is because I've jam-packed as much value as I can into such a short session to help you to attract and connect with the right audience so they can't wait to buy your book and also to tell everyone about you, inshallah. Now, if you do have any questions that pop up, hold those thoughts, you know, or you can pop them into, I think, the Q&A section at the bottom of the screen. But basically, after this presentation, I'll be answering those questions. I'll be hanging around to do that. Otherwise, inshallah, there's enough actionable steps in here for you to walk away feeling that, you know, you have the ideas and action points and ready to implement them in your own personal brand. I do know that there are also some of you who probably want to fast track your process to positioning yourself as a go-to in your niche or genre. And I will share details and an opportunity to work with me at the end of that, if that is you. But otherwise, how does that sound? I know I've only got Sarah and Sadaf at the moment, of course, you, Aisha. So let me know if that sounds good to you. Amazing. Okay, brilliant. Thank you. Now, before we start, you know, I'd love for you to share in the chat box what you hope to walk away from this workshop with. And remember that I did say that I will be giving a one-to-one brand clarity session with me. We can ask me any burning questions and really for me to find out more about your personal brand and see how I can help you to find what's that next step to focus on to get you closer to your goals. So, I mean, that is really here only for anyone who's live on this call. So I know whoever's here, you know, please be taking part in the chat box as much as you can. And I will pick a winner later on at the end of the day. But that's what we'll be doing. Okay. Let me see. I can't see my chat box. Okay. I'll check the chat later. So if you're just chatting in there, that'd be amazing. Now let me get started. Inshallah. Bismillah. Okay. So it takes 6 seconds for someone to decide if they like and trust you. Now, I don't know if any of you ever heard people say, like, never judge a book by its cover. But we know that that phrase exists because people do judge a book by its cover or judge people by its cover because that's human nature. And even though 6 seconds isn't like the exact signs of it, you know, it happens like, you know, pretty quickly. They see your book, they see your brand, and they decide, you know, based on the vibes that you're giving or like how it looks and how they feel about you, whether they like and trust you. And also, 95% of purchasing decisions are subconscious, as researched by Harvard professor Gerald Zoltman, however you say his name. And that's why your customers or clients, or no, actually your customers will buy from you because of how they feel about you. So when they go onto your website, for example, and see what you're about, they go to Amazon and maybe see your book, or, you know, they might be in a bookstore, etc. How you make them feel with what you have is going to help them to decide subconsciously whether you're the right solution for them, whether you're the right person to offer them that solution, whether they like you, whether they want to buy from you. And therefore, this is why it's important that when you define your brand, when you help to set that perception that you want people to have of you, the right perception, you give your dream audience a reason to choose you over someone else. And we know that the marketplace is like saturated, like there's so many different types of books out there. I mean, even within the Muslim space, I know there's so many Muslim authors now. I mean, mashallah, that is good news. But the question is then, how do you stand out? How do you connect with your audience so that they feel like, oh, I have to buy that book? Or getting to a status where they're like, oh, so-and-so Sarah is, you know, coming out with another book about, it's going to be another fairy tale for young adults. I need to get that because I know it was really good the last time. I mean, keep buying it. So this is how we do that. We have to define the brand before we even think about marketing. And when we say marketing, it's getting your book, getting the word about your book, getting your message out there. And the thing is, when you focus on marketing before you focus on the branding, you could just be advertising for the whole genre and not being remembered for why you do things a certain way or what you have to offer that's different from everybody else. So before I dive into all that, give me a thumbs up if that, you know, that's making sense to you so far. And I'm going to share, I mean, I know Sadaf knows me, but for those who don't, or whoever's watching the replay, Salams, I'm Maylene, I'm Anissa, and I'm a brand strategist and designer. And basically, what I love doing, what I've made it my mission to do, is to help visionary and purpose-driven Muslims stand up and stand out as, you know, stand out and stand up unapologetically as a brilliant brand or with a brilliant brand. And let me just show you some of the things. So these are some of the clients, some of the work that I've done. It's been quite a mix, you know, from a charity like Droplets of Mercy that you may be familiar with to, I'm just thinking if there's anyone here in the US that I can share. You have Towards Faith or Ramadan Legacy that you might be familiar with. And then like recently I've helped launch Hama, which is a jewelry brand in Canada. And some people in the States might know them as well. So we've got Frishta and Fatima in here now. So assalamu alaikum. So yeah, so that's kind of like some of the work I've done, some of the clients I've worked with. And it is about helping them to position themselves, to help them resonate with their audience and to attract them, connect with them so that, you know, they are recognized in their own industry and, you know, becoming the go-to. And it's the same thing for authors, for books. Your brand, or you are like your own personal brand, and your books are there to help you communicate what you're about, what you stand for, your values, etc. So Fatima and Frishta, you came at a good time because I'm now going to start diving into the three things that you should focus on before you even start thinking about, you know, your colors and fonts and logo and marketing and all that. But these are the three things to focus on so that you're recognized and remembered and raved about as the go-to in your niche. So the first one is your key message. Now, if someone was to share your book with their best friend, mention it on a podcast to the community, like what would they say in one sentence? Like, what is that message that you remember or that they tell other people? Like, you know, when someone mentions Atomic Habits by James Clear, you know, it is about, you know, that 1% is about helping you to have that habit that helps you kind of build up on your habits to get to success. Or Afisa Barker with like How to Make Money. So what is that? Like, what is that one thing? How would they? So I've got a hint here where it's always about them. It's because what you want to do with your key message is for someone to, out of all that noise out there, be able to understand what it is that you can offer them that is a solution for them that's going to help them solve their fears or frustration or help them get their, you know, help them to fulfill their needs, all their wants and desires. How are you doing it differently? How is it going to transform their life or touch their life? And for you, for them to also see that you understand what they're going through. And so this is like the key message to this is the key message where when someone talks about you, you want them to think about that and be able to share that with someone else. And, you know, like I've got like examples here, like, for example, Pia Silva, she was one of my coaches, and it is always about badassing your brand. Sorry for the language. Now, and, you know, and it's about being confident and, you know, not really caring about what people think in a way. And then you have Jonah Jewels, and like my daughter loves reading Jonah Jewels. And, you know, this group of really cool girls traveling around the world and saving the world. And then I've got this, which is like a couple of poetry, and I shared here because, you know, sometimes it's also about the way that you portray yourself as a brand. And there was something that was quite calming about the way the books look, which actually give off a certain vibe and suggests what you're about. And then you've also got Aisha Saves Aid. And, you know, this is a range of personalized books. And this is where I can't remember whether the author was someone I know, but basically the whole range of like personalizable books, that's their key unique selling point. And, you know, that's something where your child can be the hero or heroine in the book. And this is something that you might share with somebody else. So that's your key message, is letting people be able to quickly understand what you're about, how you're going to help them, how is their life going to be different after reading your book, for example. Then we go on to the second point, and it's why you. Why should someone choose you over somebody else? Now, what I want to say is, like, everyone, you know, everyone's like trying to get their books out there. There's going to be a lot of people who are probably going to be saying very similar things. But the thing is, you have your own experiences. No one's lived your experience the way that you have. And somewhere out there, someone would want or need to listen to what you have to say, the way that you say it. And, you know, actually, I just keep remembering this question that someone said about, like, how do you market in a Islamic or halal way? And the thing is, it's not, if you stop seeing it as like, I'm trying to sell, and rather I'm trying to serve, because I'm in the position to serve an earlier version of myself because I've been through, you know, similar, then you're actually serving, then you're helping somebody. And if you didn't get your book out there, you didn't get your message out there, that person could still be struggling. It's like someone in the sea, right? They're like waving like, help, I'm drowning. I need something. I need that safety, you know, that safety boy or whatever that is. And you're like, oh no, I don't know. Well, I drown. I don't want to give it to them. Like, what if I can't save them? And within seconds, what's going to happen? So it is also being intentional, but being authentic and being unapologetically you, because like I said, you know, no one's lived your experience the way you storytell, the way you share your story with your own quirks, with your own kind of examples, anecdotes, whatever that is. That's going to help you stand out when you're different, when they see that, hey, I can vibe with this person. Nowadays, I know we have ChatGPT and AI and all that, but I don't know if you, I don't know how much you've tried it or if you read what ChatGPT spits out. Sometimes the wording that they say is like, nobody talks like that. Or like, you know, it keeps saying things like, elevate your this or elevate your that, or like it's going to leave an indelible mark on your audience or on your whatever. And let's do this. And, you know, I would say talk like you're talking to a normal person. And it's like when you're sharing about your book and all that, it is just, who are you and how are you going to connect, like, as a human to human? So yeah, so that's what it is. It's helping people to see why you're the best person to help them. Also, the way that your brand is, how you show up and all that, that's going to help them to decide like, oh yeah, like this person is kind of like me. And therefore, like, I feel like I can connect with this person. They have something I want. And therefore, they'll be curious to find out more, inshallah, and then see if you're the right person for them. Or your book is the right thing for them. So, you know, you've got Naima B, Roberts, who obviously had show up, and you know, I just love how authentic she is. And then Nafisa Barker of How to Make Money, and she's written a book in her own way. And then you've got this really sweet book. I remember when it came out, The Proudest Blue, about hijab. And it's about, you know, you don't have to be like everyone, because then you just blend into a sea of sameness. So it's always about trying to show your audience why you're different. Okay. Does that land so far? I mean, if you have any kind of like, if it's something that resonates with you, feel free to leave in the chat. Like I said, there's going to be a complimentary one-to-one I'm giving away for the most engaged in this workshop. So feel free to do that in the chat. Now, number three is evoke emotions. And this is so key. And like I said at the very beginning, that 97 or 95% of people buy from you because of how they feel about you. And so emotion is really important when someone comes across your brand, sees your book. Like, how do they feel? It's like if someone saw for example, a Harry Potter fan, when they see the Harry Potter books, you can just see from the cover that it's a Harry Potter book. Like, how do they feel? Like, do they get excited? Like, do they start thinking about the adventures and all that that's going to go like that they're going to experience when they're reading that book? Or even like, you know, stepping into Harry Potter studio. My daughter is a big Harry Potter fan, so she's been like wanting to go to the Harry Potter studios for a very long time. And, you know, it's, let me take it away from books for a moment. Like with Zumba, for example, Jeffrey Perlman, who is the director or the brand, he's the founder of Zumba, but he's also like the brand guy behind it. Like for them, Zumba was about freeing electric joy. So when someone's doing Zumba, that's the kind of moment that they remember that they're going through. And that's something that's always going to draw them back. And so like with your audience, like what do they feel? What do they feel when, you know, they experience your books and your brand, when they hear your name? For those of you who like use your real name for your books, let me just give you an example here. So like, you know, even for example, with the Quran, the way you connected with it, it's the same way, like, you know, how do you want your audience to connect with your book? Or, you know, some of the ways that, so for example, this over here, they can see Oliver Jeffers. He was one of my favorite authors for my kids. And then like, we always read the books, the illustrations, obviously that he's an illustrator. So they are quite different in that sense. And just the way that he tells the stories is very mesmerizing and something very pure about it. And then we have this place called the Discover Story Center here in the UK. So in East London, they had this whole ground floor turned into different stories from his books that you can go in and experience. And this is where like you're really getting into it. You feel it. You feel the innocence and the love and the joy. And this is the kind of like emotions you want people to feel when they read your book, when they experience it. So like for something like an adult book or poetry book, you know, taking that idea of emotions further, what if there was an event that you threw, like a book club or book reading, where, you know, your fans or audience can come and really experience that story and experience the connection, etc. You know, it can be done up the way that maybe a certain scene has been kind of described in the book, or just the vibe of it. Like if it was meant to be quite quirky and bold and edgy, then the space would probably reflect that as well. And it's a way to get people to remember you. Now, I know someone asked about how often should I post on social media? I mean, of course, you have to be consistent, but you don't have to post 24/7 or like, because what it is that consistency is to help people remember you. But a more powerful way for people to remember you is through emotions. And this is why this is important, because when you can have an emotion associated with your personal brand, with your books that people will kind of always remember, then they remember you. The next time they need to want to get a book, next time they see that you have a book coming out, they get excited and they know that they want to buy it. or they would tell everybody about you because like you got them so excited or like so grateful or whatever that is going to be.
We really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and inshallah, if you want to learn more about Maylene and the amazing work that she's doing, more information is wherever you are listening to this episode. Have a wonderful and have a brilliant day. We will speak soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.